So when you are writing an episode of Doctor Who, is there ever a temptation to try and sort of outdo your last script in how scary you can be? Because you are known, I mean, when a lot of people are talking about you taking over a showrunner in 2010, they're saying, well, it's going to be scary.
Well, generally speaking, they're terrified because I wrote episodes like, you know, like Midnight in the Satan Pit, and then they discover I didn't. So it's just because, you know, I wrote things like Girl in the Fireplace, which is a load of slush and frogs. No, yes, I suppose that's my reputation, but it's sort of nonsense, it really isn't it? No, I don't ever think about trying to go to top the last scare, because, well, one thing is, I mean, there's a really, really proper, sensible limits about how scary you're going to be on Doctor Who. And that is, it's 7 o'clock, and there's a huge audience of children. So no, not really. No, you're trying to think of something that gives people a fright, but not. I don't think we're out to horrify anybody.
Well, how did you know where to sort of pitch that? Because you've got it, I think, just about right. You know, you scare kids, but not sort of. Don't mentally scar them, but how do you know?
I mean, the monsters are just made up monsters. You know, they are men dressed up. They're monsters from fairy tales. I mean, that's what literally what Doctor Who is. It's a proper fairy tale, and you know, fairy tale monsters can be properly terrifying while they're in front of you on television or in a book or in a picture. But when you close the book or go into another room, do you know that they aren't in the real world? Yeah. They're not there. If you did a story about, you know, a dad who eats people, yes, that's really, really going to mentally scar you. If you do a story about, you know, tree monsters, then you think you're probably all right. So, you know, I think there is a very, very clear line in children's head between the real world and the fake world, or the pretend world. And people who say there isn't are mad, because children understand fiction better than most, and what pretending and playing is better than most. They're obsessed with games and with stories.
What about then scaring the mums and dads? Do different things scare adults that perhaps children would be absolutely fine with?
I think there were things about The Empty Child that scared adults more than children. You know, the lost child and all that. You know, a little child being an eerie child is probably more frightening to an adult than it is to a child, was my vague impression. Again, I can't say I spend a lot of time. I think if you're really that terrified of Doctor Who and in your adult years, then really
you get a grip.
You know, there must be some films out there that must really make you wet yourself. Have you seen The Ring?
It's more psychological horror that I suppose gets people.
Well, suspense and tension. I think one of the things that, you know, makes Doctor Who frightening, quite honestly, is context. It's in the context of an early evening show, and no other show does that. No other show does that at 7 o'clock at night. You know, if you put Blink on at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock and said to people, "Oh, this is really frightening," they would be they'd want their money back. It's nowhere near frightening enough. But at 7 o'clock on a Saturday night, when Ant and Dec are prattling about, then you think, "Well, that's actually quite frightening." In context, that is scarier.
So finally then, what sort of Doctor Who scared you when you used to watch
Practically it? All of it. I'm really terrified of Doctor Who. All the obvious ones, Tomb of the Cybermen when I was a kid, that stopped me watching Doctor Who for ages there. The shop dummies, the Autons,
it scares someone enough to stop them watching it.
That's a downside.
That is overstating the mark.
Apparently, I have done that, apparently, once or twice, stop kids watching. Yes, but they want to come back to it. They're desperate to come back to it, so that's all right. It's a badge of honour getting through an entire scary episode of Doctor Who. So the Autons absolutely terrified me. The Ambassadors of Death, I guess, in the space suits. Oh, practically everything. I was and am a proper wuss. I've never seen The Exorcist. I've never seen any film that anyone tells me is really, really frightening, because I just think, well, why do I want to be that scared? I'm incredibly easy to frighten.
On that note, brilliant. Thank you.